Hello and welcome to a Celtic edition of a Juno Afternoon here on KTOO. I'm Andy Klein, your host for this Thursday, and we're going to be talking about Kaylee. It's a fundraiser to send King Island Christmas folks to the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland. And Kaylee is a Celtic festival that's going to celebrate everything great about Celtic culture, including dancing and music and arts and all sorts of great stuff, and finishing up with a whiskey and beer tasting in the evening. That's all happening Saturday at the Jack. Going to be a fun day. Also, on Monday, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we're going to be talking to Sherry Patterson about a bunch of different things on tap for Monday, different ways to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and accomplishments, and remember his struggles, and remember the struggle that he ended up giving his life for, that of equality for people in America. Marianne Call is here with guitarist Seth Boyer. Seth is down from Anchorage to join Marianne at a concert Friday at the Goldtown Nickelodeon Theater. So that's happening tomorrow night. The concert is at 8:30, and the music starts at 9, and we'll be talking to Marianne, maybe getting her and Seth to play a little music for us. Also going to be talking to Nancy DeCherney from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and this week's edition of Arts Up. That's what's on tap today on Juno Afternoon. First, we're going to hear from National Native News. If I should fall for grace of God, we're an old doctor can.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Service.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The University of South Dakota is preserving papers from former Congressman and Governor Bill Janklow, which dates back to his days as a public defender in Indian Country. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
Bill Janklow, who served several terms as South Dakota governor and a partial term in Congress, was one of the most popular, controversial figures in state political history. Janklow died of cancer last year. His records are going to the University of South Dakota, where he talked his way into being admitted to the school without a high school diploma. The university's interim dean of libraries, Daniel Daly, says the archives will date back to his days as a public defender on the Rosebud Indian Reservation in southern South Dakota. Daly says the papers will also include information from Judge Jeff Davis, who witnessed the American Indian Movement trials in the 1970s. Janklow won a number of acquittals while defending tribal members on the Rosebud Reservation, then later prosecuted several American Indian Movement members as a prosecutor for the State Attorney General's office. At the same time, Davis was a law clerk during the AIM trials. Janklow's former chief of staff and his wife have also donated papers to the collection. It will include digital newspaper archives and restored video recordings of Janklow's speeches. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
Some healthcare providers are running short of the flu vaccine, but one Oklahoma tribe continues to provide them. KGOU's Kurt Gortney reports.
Health facilities belonging to the Cherokee Nation continue to encourage tribal citizens and others to get a flu shot if they haven't already had one. The Cherokee's infection preventionist is Jennifer Treadway. She says the tribe's main hospital in Tahlequah is sharing flu vaccine with other Cherokee Nation health centers across eastern Oklahoma. So far, the tribe has given more than 17,000 flu shots from October to December. Last month, the tribe's W.W. Hastings Hospital reported 120 cases of influenza and has confirmed at least another 80 cases this month. An infectious disease doctor at the hospital says it's never too late to get the flu shot because the virus is prevalent into the spring. The shots are free for Native American patients. In the past, the Cherokee Nation has also shared its flu vaccine with non-Cherokee health centers if needed, but has not made a decision to do that so far this year. For National Native News, I'm Kurt Gwartney.
A fatherhood summit is taking place in Anchorage, Alaska. Speakers include men from wellness programs and the Alaska Native Justice Center, like Walt Monaghan, a father of five. He told KNBA News one of the things he'll address is challenges facing Native men.
I'm kind of looking at it in breaking it down in what noise, which is like the stuff that happens in everyone's lives, and bill paying and obligations and whatnot. Ghosts in regards to historical traumas and some of the things that we as a people have to deal with, as well as the system, which is not constructed by us. I mean, it's a Western system.
The one-day event will include tribal and federal programs providing resources and tools. Participants will learn about effective traditional and culturally appropriate responses for positive Native male role models. On this day in 1888, Cree Chief Big Bear died. He's remembered among his people as a leader who fought Canadian colonialism. Big Bear refused to sign a treaty until he was forced to due to the starvation of his people. Before his death, Big Bear was held responsible for a rebellion and sent to prison. He was released early due to poor health. A memorial for the leader was dedicated in the 1990s on the Poundmaker Cree Nation in Saskatchewan. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. This is a court-ordered legal notice for Native Americans. The Cobell Indian Trust Settlement is approved. If you believe you might be included in the settlement, you need to file a claim by March 1, 2013 to get a payment. Information is available at the website indiantrust.com or by calling 1-800-961-6109. That's indiantrust.com or 1-800-961-6109. Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Service.
I'm a little beggar man, a begging I have been. I'm for 80 more in this little isle of green. Down from the Liffey down to Killaloo, I'm known by the name now of old Johnny Doo. Of all the trades I go and sure, begging is the best. I will, when a man is tired, he can sit him down and rest. He begs for his supper, he's got nothing else to do but roll around the corner with his old rig-a-doo. Nya, nya, newt, night, nya, diddly.
Coming up next on A Juno Afternoon, it's Cayley, which is a Celtic Arts Festival coming up this Saturday. It's a whole day of fun in the Celtic tradition happening at the Jack. Callie Connerton is on the phone with me to talk about it. Hey, Callie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Sure. And Mike Barnhill's here in the studio with us. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Andy.
Thanks so much for coming in, you guys, and for being on the phone there. Callie, tell me, Mike, I'll just ask you first, tell me a little bit about, this is a big, huge event happening here.
This is a big, huge event, and it just keeps getting bigger every day. And so we hope as many folks as possible can come down to the Jack on Saturday. It starts at 9 a.m. So the organization of the day is in four parts, Andy. We've got the Celtic Arts Academy that starts at 9 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. We've got a whole series of workshops that folks can take advantage of on things ranging from learning to play the bagpipes, learning Irish or Gaelic language, penny whistle, fiddle, art for kids. We've got Rhonda Garnier coming in to tell some Irish stories.
Very cool.
I think actually she said it was going to be Scottish stories. But in any event, storytelling.
Watch out now. Don't get that. You're going to start something.
Well, that's one of the things we're trying to do here is balance both the prominent ends of the Celtic world. The Irish and the Scottish both have wonderful aspects to the culture, and we're trying to celebrate both here.
And it's great traditions, and there's some crossover in some of the cultural aspects of Scottish and Irish culture.
Absolutely. They both have bagpipes. They both have penny whistle. They both have violin, great music, great dance. We've also, for the adults in the morning, we've got workshops on Scottish ale making and whiskey lore, we're calling it. So if you're interested in either of those things, come on in and participate.
And so that's kind of part one.
That's part one.
And that's something that's a $10 fee to participate in that part one, right?
$10 fee to get in the morning, and you could take up to four classes. I think we have a total of 16 different classes. So it'll be a great time to meet new people, learn some new things. If you have even the weeest bit of interest in any of this,
a wee bit
interest, come on down.
So, Callie, tell me a little bit about what of that first part. Are there specific courses you're particularly really interested in?
Well, I'm really interested in like the step dancing. We have a great Irish step dancing teacher. And then also, I will, of course, Rhonda Garnier's. I'm super interested in that. And then I'm also just interested in Philip is teaching a couple courses, and I'm really interested in what he has to offer. So I'm stoked about that, and hopefully I'll be able to take some courses without being running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Right, exactly.
So. Yeah, it's going to be hard to decide what classes to take. And I should say, Andy, we've got two guest artists coming into town. Philip M. Price from Anchorage. He calls himself the Irish Balladeer. He has toured the world. He's got an album. He loves Irish folk music. He's also a professor at the University of Alaska at Anchorage. And he's coming to teach a class in the morning called Irish Songs of Rebellion. As part of the history of Ireland, they record their history in songs, and there's just fantastic music there, and I'm really looking forward to that. We also have Yori Chisholm from Seattle coming, and Yori is a preeminent Highland bagpipe instructor in the world. He's performed with the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band in the world competitions for at least the last 10 years. And he has an online bagpiping course that he gives. And so you can connect with Yori, one of the best teachers in the world, Saturday morning. He's giving three classes. And then potentially form a relationship with him online and continue to learn the bagpipes from him.
So exciting thing, because you don't want to be a bad bagpipist. I'll just say that right off the bat. You got to be a good bagpipist if you're going to take it.
I don't know what bad bagpipist is, but
I think we all do.
Mike does bagpipe. Mike is a bagpipe player, so watch out, Andy. No, he might rope you into it, too.
I'm not accusing him at all. I'm just saying, you know bad bagpipes when you hear them.
But the cool thing is Philip and Yori are teaching in the morning, performing in the afternoon, and also performing again in the evening. So you've got three opportunities to experience these tremendous musicians from
out of
town.
Now, have you had a chance to meet with Yori before? Have you worked with him before?
You know, that's a good question. He came to Juneau, I think, in the mid-90s when he was a pretty young man. And I think when he came here, I was actually in Anchorage. All the rest of the pipers in town remember him coming, and I have no recollection. Maybe it was a wild weekend, and I don't remember, but I don't think I've met him.
So this must be just personally really exciting for you.
I'm very excited to have somebody of his caliber come to Juneau and express an interest in coming here. So that's really cool. And the same for Philip.
And it's so cool that not only are they coming to town, but they're coming to town and being part of this huge festival. This is going to be a big thing. Right? This is going to be big.
It's going to be all day.
It's big. And so the second.
So that was part one, all the courses. So tell me about part two and three and four here.
So part two is a contra dance starting at 1 p.m. And Tom Paul's going to call the dance. And Andy Ferguson and Henry Hopkins are going to be the House Cayley Band. And that's free. So we're trying to make this event, the all-day event, available to everyone in town. If you don't have any money, then come to the free part and leave. Or maybe come to the free part and decide you actually do have a few bucks to spend and stay.
And the money goes to what?
So the money, the net proceeds from this event, go to the Alaska Youth Choir and the King Island Christmas Cast. And they just finished performing King Island Christmas, as everybody knows. And they've decided, along with their producer, Sharon Gateman, and director Deb Smith and choir director Missouri Smythe to take this production to Edinburgh, Scotland in August.
Wow.
And they're
going to
perform it at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, which is the largest arts festival in the world. Over 2,700 performers come. And so I'm very excited about them doing this. And we thought, wow, we've done this Cayley before. This will be the third time we've done it. But we thought, let's make this big and see if we can raise as much money as possible to send these great performers, the King Island Christmas Cast, to Scotland.
Very cool. Okay, so part two is the free section. Part three is a $20 music dance thing. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Part three is the Celtic Music Fest. It starts at 2 p.m., goes to 6 p.m. And here we just have a whole line of performers coming on and off the stage. We start off with the City of Juneau Pipe Band and their Highland dancers, and folks used to know them as the Stroller White Pipes and Drums,
okay.
Same band.
Yep.
And so they're followed by Kari Groven. Now, lots of folks know Kari. She performs right now with Kari and the Wrist Rockets, an amazing band. I mean, every time I see these guys, I'm just blown away. But Kari is bringing some special Celtic music. She's done this before, and it is a huge treat to hear her sing these old, old songs.
Very cool.
So don't miss that.
Yep.
And then we've got the news coming. Michael and Carrie and Patrick New and their family in town that's just steeped in the Scottish arts. Michael and Carrie play the Highland bagpipes. Patty drums. He also plays guitar on the side. Their sister, Mari, dances, but she can't come. She's an amazing Highland dancer, but she's auditioning for ballet school right now.
Oh, okay.
Following the new family is Philip Price. We've talked about him, our guest artist, and he's going to be on stage performing from his recent album in Dublin Town, where I was born. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing him perform live. And then we've got, we're going to start to throw the curveball. After Philip gets off the street, off the stage, then we've got Liquid Genius and Fire McGinnis. Now, Liquid Genius, these guys have been performing at clubs and bars in town for years. And one of their favorite bands is AC/DC. And folks may not know this, but AC/DC actually helped launch Celtic rock in the early 1970s because their lead singer played the bagpipes.
Uh-huh.
And they have a song. They've recorded a song called Long Way to the Top.
Rock and roll with has
there it
the
is.
Best bagpipes in rock and roll right there. Absolutely.
So Liquid Genius is going to be here to take us back to the dawn of Celtic rock with some AC/DC covers, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then Fire McGinnis, which is a band I play in, and we've been playing around town trying to do the Celtic rock thing, and we're very excited about this. And then Yorick Chisholm comes on stage, and he'll be performing songs from his album and traditional bagpipe music. And then we'll end the evening, or end the afternoon, with the Alaska Youth Choir and some members from the King Island Christmas cast will come and do some selections. And they've got some friends, like Alaska Pella is going to come, and they've got a great song. I won't give the surprise away, but I can't wait to see them perform that.
And Callie, tell me a little bit about your background and the organization of this as well.
Well, I was singing in King Island Christmas, and so, of course, I was like, of course, Celtic music, I am Irish, and so, and of course, I love organizing events, and so I jumped in, and we are going to have a silent auction, which we have over 25 items currently, so I'm super excited about that, that is going to be at the Music Fest, as well as other little booths we're going to have. The Rockwell is going to be doing food there. It's going to be super yummy. Irish stew, I'm hoping, on a cold, cold day,
rainy
day.
Yep, they said Irish stew.
Yeah, that sounds just about right.
But I'm really excited about that. And then I'm just excited to, you know, raise money and, you know, bring Juno a little bit of what we're going to be able to be a part of in Scotland.
Yeah, so. And so the final event is the $30 event, and that's in large part because there's a lot of premier whiskeys and beers that are going to be tasted.
Yes, we have pulled out all the stops for this whiskey and beer tasting. We've got the Rendezvous is hosting the event. Deb Barry from the Rendezvous has just done amazing work, and she's lined up all of pretty much all of the distributors in town who are bringing in some pretty fine whiskeys. So we've got Odom bringing in 10 different whiskeys. We've got K&L bringing in some. And then Specialties bringing in a whiskey, McCarthy's from Portland, Oregon, which was literally just featured in the New York Times this week. And so you'll
so
have
you
a chance
happen to read
to,
that, if you read it online or if you subscribe and you've been wondering, I wonder what that tastes like, this is your opportunity.
In fact, go today to the New York Times webpage and pull up most emailed articles, and this is like number two. I saw it last night. And you can read about the micro-distilling trend that's happening in the United States right now with American distilleries beating Scottish distilleries in whiskey competitions, if you can believe that. And so one of those whiskeys will be there with John DeCherney and at the specialty table, so we're really looking forward to
that.
And
there's music at the Carnicks are emceeing. Jamie and Jen Carnick are emceeing this.
They are emceeing it, and they're doing the dessert auction. And I understand they are expert auctioneers, so I'm looking forward to that. And then
they do work for K2's auction, so they have to.
They do, that's right, absolutely.
And additionally, the guest artists will be back. Both Yori and Philip will be on stage sharing some more of their great music. And so you'll get a chance to sample some really fine whiskeys, some really fine beers, listen to some great music, hopefully bid a ton of money on some great desserts.
Right.
And then also the Silver Bow will be there with some terrific hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, all right.
The menu is just superb.
Oh, man, it's going to be a full day's Celtic festival Kaylee is the name of it. What is Kaylee? What does
Kaylee
that mean?
Is the Gaelic word for party.
Well, there you go.
And I think it's the same in both the Scottish and the Irish versions of Gaelic. And I was just wondering, as Callie said that she's from an Irish family, whether Callie is actually a derivation of Kaylee.
Yes, maybe so.
And my guess is
I do like to party.
She likes to party. There we go.
All right. Well, Callie Connerton, thanks so much for joining us. Mike Barnhill here in the studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andy.
And we'll hear a little bit of the featured artist, Yori Chisholm, right now. That's Kaylee. Go check that out on Saturday. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, where the forecast for today is locally windy for the rest of the day and rain. If you haven't figured that out already, I don't know. It's definitely rainy out there, and it's got a lot of wind going. The strongest wind gust is going to be, of course, in downtown Juneau and Douglas, where we always bear the brunt of it here, with wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour predicted for the afternoon. And those winds are going to be shifting to the southwest here in the late afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies is the forecast for tonight, with a chance of snow mixed with rain in the evening and lows around 30 degrees. And mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers forecast for tomorrow. That's the same forecast going for Friday night as well as Saturday. Cloudy, rain, and snow in the forecast. Highs around 34 degrees, lows in the 20s and low 30s for the next few days. Well, on Monday, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a day of service. And with me now to talk about some of the festivities and things that are going around town about that is Sherry Patterson. Sherry, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Sure, Sherry. And Sherry, you're the president of the Black Awareness Association here in Juneau.
Yes.
And so tell me just a little bit about the kind of overall ideas when you were thinking, maybe when you're thinking last year about, okay, what are we going to do for next year? What were some of the things that you guys had as goals that you wanted to try to achieve during this day of recognition of Martin Luther King Jr.?
Well, we always want to leave the audience with a thought, and it's always good to get together, but it's always good to take something away. So this year we chose Living the Dream. One of the reasons, and you know, we're not ignorant to the fact that we have not conquered it all.
Sure.
But we are not where we were. We've come a ways, and we still got a ways to go.
There's been progress, but
there has been progress, but we still have a way to go. And Dr. King had a dream many, many years ago, and because of that dream, we're living in a better place. And
yes.
And one of the things that we also want to celebrate is the fact that, you know, part of that dream, seeing President of the United States being inaugurated on the same day as we're celebrating Dr. King's birthday, and that is monumental.
Yeah, it's something that maybe just even a few decades ago could have been hard to imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, so, and something that we were just talking about here before we went on air in the studio that is interesting is that just a few years ago, the day was designated specifically as a day of service.
Right.
So
yes.
Tell me how you guys interpret that designation.
We just would like to encourage everyone, you know, whether you come to the celebration on Monday or not, it's a federal, state, and local day off instead of staying home in the bed and enjoying, you know, vegging out, and that's always good. But we would just like to encourage folks to get out, and if you don't do anything else, give somebody a ride, fix a meal, come by the celebration and drop off a can of food. We're doing a food drive there. Just something to help, knowing that somebody's moving, go and give them a hand. It's a day of service. Dr. King lived by this and died by it, trying to help out in any way that he possibly could.
Yeah, so even if it's something not particularly organized, just in your
just
own life.
That's it. That's
serving
right.
someone,
serving.
Doing something that's helping.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and the association has gotten together and is doing something, though, organized, which is you're doing a celebration in conjunction with the celebration. You're doing the food drive.
Right.
It's going to benefit a local food bank. So
yes.
Tell me a little bit about
yes,
the food
yes.
drive.
Yes, yes. We called Love, Inc. and asked them, you know, could they use some food? And they were more than ecstatic. Yes, we could. You know, right after the holidays, that's always good. You know, they get kind of, you know, the food banks here, I'm sure probably all over the country gets kind of depleted. And it's always good to help them stock again. So,
do you know there's particular items they're looking for?
Just any, we're going to push canned items. Yeah, if soups, yeah, things like that. Corn.
Just non-perishable
yeah,
stuff.
Vegetable,
right.
Non-vegetable.
Right,
I mean, non-perishables, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then the kind of the exciting thing that's happening as well is the celebration, and which is going to combine musical presentations and speeches and things like that. What's
yes.
happening?
We will be having a full-length program, and it involves we're going to have 7 speakers. We have music by myself and another local artist, Salisa Cooper Toll, and the Alaska Youth Choir director, Missouri Smythe, and everybody know about her.
Yeah. Well, what kind of music are you going to do?
I'm going to do, I believe I'm doing His Eyes on a Sparrow. It's one of the hymns that Dr. King loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going back and forth, and I just ended up on that one.
Okay.
And I think we're gonna. I have it printed on the program, so I have to do
now
it.
It's set.
Done now.
Yes, it's in print. Well, tell me how you went about choosing the speakers that you wanted to have present.
We wanted to get a variety, and so we were able to secure. Senator Dennis Egan, Sally Smith, who is a field representative for the office of Senator Mark Begich, who is our U.S. Senator. Then we're going to have a couple of clergies, Damon Geary and Richard Green from 2 of our local churches. And then we'll have a representative from the Bird House Village. Mike Tagaban, he's with Go Belt. And then we'll have Jenny Del Rosario, and she's a former Human Rights Commission member. And she just wanted to say that she was a community advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a representative from the military, Lieutenant Mickey Sanders.
Mm, okay, so if, yeah.
So it's going to be well-rounded.
That's right, yeah,
yes,
from
yes.
all walks of life
yes.
and both political and then service
right.
and all that. And,
yes.
and even
yes.
military. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And then we'll have a dramatic reading from Glenn Mitchell. He's going to read the I Have a Dream speech.
Really? Oh,
yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes, 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 yes. And then that's going to be quite a dramatic reading. And then Salisa will come with America and sing that. That's basically the program. It's going to be a good one.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the Black Awareness Association in Juneau. What are some of the activities you do, and what are some of the things that you promote throughout the year? Because
okay.
it's not just this one day in the year.
No, it's not.
No.
We are busy the first, I would say, trying to prepare for January and February. We get started somewhere around September.
Right.
What are we doing, you guys? What are we doing? But our busiest time of the year is January and February because of Martin Luther King Day and then Black History Month. And then we basically spend the rest of the time resting and planning for the next.
Can you give us a little preview about some of the ideas behind Black History Month, what might be happening?
We are, again, we always have, we start getting calls at the end of the year. When is that soul food thing? That's become a Juneau tradition,
uh-huh.
Which our community loves and appreciate, and we love and appreciate that they love and appreciate us. So we'll be doing that again. At the Clinton and Hyder Community Center. And we are also very excited about Reverend Bobby coming again. He and Eustace, his accompanist, to do the gospel choir and workshop again. That was just blew our city away last year.
It was kind of off the charts, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. So the workshop begins the 18th and culminating with a couple of concerts on the 24th. And we'll have our dinner on the 23rd. Okay. So all that is going to be all compact. A wonderful week of celebrating.
Busy stuff.
Yes.
And a busy day on Monday.
Yes.
Once again, it's the celebration that's going to be happening once again Monday, which is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And it's happening at 1 o'clock. It's at the St. Paul's Catholic Church. And then in conjunction with that is this food drive. So people can bring some non-perishable items along with them to
no
the celebration.
There's no admission to come to the celebration, but we do want to be able to help stock of a local food bank.
Great.
And so please bring a non-perishable item.
Well, Sherry Patterson, president of the Black Awareness Association of Juno, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know what's happening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Coming up next, here's Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of January, 2013. The 18th Amendment prohibition took effect on this date in 1920, which made it illegal to make, to sell, or to transport beer, wine, or other intoxicating liquors. The 18th Amendment, which in due course was reversed by the 21st Amendment, the first and only time a constitutional amendment has been repealed. It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston, 1706, printer, scientist, inventor, writer, founding father, and the founder of America's first lending library, who wrote in his autobiography of 1794 that writing well became of great use to me in the course of my life and was a principal means of my advancement. It's the birthday of the youngest of the Bronte sisters, Anne Bronte, born in Thornton, Yorkshire, 1820. She was a shy young woman, especially close to her sister, Emily. They made up stories together. When she was 19, she took a job as a governess and 6 years later returned home and began writing. Her first novel, Agnes Grey, sold pretty well in 1847, and her second, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, 1848, was a big hit. Within the next year, three of the four Bronte siblings, Emily, Anne, and their brother Branwell, died of tuberculosis. Anne was the last of the three to die, and as she died, she whispered to her sister Charlotte, "Take courage." It's the birthday of the poet William Stafford, born Hutchinson, Kansas, 1914, author of many books of poems, a conscientious objector during the Second World War. He was interned as a pacifist in civilian public service camps, Arkansas, California, fighting fires, building roads. He wrote about it in his memoir, Down in My Heart. And it's the birthday of Michelle Obama, born Michelle Robinson in Chicago, 1964, grew up on the south side of Chicago. Her father worked for the city water plant. She skipped the second grade, went to the first magnet high school in Chicago, ranked second in her graduating class, went off to Princeton, then to law school at Harvard, and met Barack Obama at the law firm in Chicago, where they both worked. Here's a poem for today by Norman McCaig entitled Praise of a Collie. She was a small dog, neat and fluid. Even her conversation was tiny. She greeted you with bow, never bow-wow. Her sons stood monumentally over her, but did what she told them. Each grew grizzled till it seemed he was his own mother's grandfather. Once, gathering sheep on a showery day, I remarked how dry she was. Polakan said, "I would take a very accurate drop to hit Lassie." And her tact, and tactics when the sheep bolted in an unforeseen direction. Over the skyline came who but Lassie, and not even panting. She sailed in the dinghy like a proper sea dog. Where's a burn? She's first on the other side. She flowed through fences like a piece of black wind. But suddenly she was old and sick and crippled. I grieved for Poliquin when he took her for a stroll and put his gun to the back of her head. Praise of a Collie by Norman McCaig from his collected poems, published by Chatto and Windus and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
The live sounds of Seth Boyer right here in the KTO studios with us right now. Seth is a guitarist coming down from Anchorage, and this weekend you can see him working with Marion Call, which is an evening with Marion Call is happening this Friday night, tomorrow night at the Gold Town Nickelodeon. The doors open at 8:30, and the music's going to start at 9. And Marion, thanks for coming in.
Of course, very happy to be here.
And thanks to you too, Seth, for coming in as well. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You can. I mean, I guess we can. You don't have to keep providing the music bed, but that's great. I love it.
I think we should. We're gonna feature some of Seth's music in the set as well.
Very cool.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very happy to have him up here.
And Seth, you've got a CD called Pre-Exodus that is. A very cool looking CD. I haven't had a chance to listen to too much of it yet. You just handed it to me about an hour ago, but thanks for letting us have it. And
you're gonna love it.
Yeah, very cool. This is available.
It's available online at at sethboyer.bandcamp.com or whatever.
Okay,
but it's a little EP I put out last summer with some help from Kickstarter and Evan Phillips of the Whipsaws and a few other people. Just recorded it up in Spinard and. It's fun.
Whipsaws came down here a couple years ago and did a great concert for us down here in the Centennial Hall. It was really fun. Well, Marion, thanks for coming in, and same to you, Seth. And tell me a little bit about what people can expect to hear here coming up Friday night. You've got some new music you guys are working on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just released a record, and so because I did that, I was sort of duty bound to perform all the songs from that record for a really, really, really long time. And I've been touring everywhere. I've taken those songs to last year, like 35 states and Europe and Canada, and was really. It was a good time. You know, you don't necessarily get sick of them, but you more get excited to present new things you're working on, and you don't really get to. So this time I figured, record's out, damage is done. Let's let's break out all the brand new songs I've been working on and some cover tunes that I really enjoy. So it's going to be a fairly different lineup. I'm doing a few of the same songs, but mostly probably 60% of the show is stuff I've never performed in Juno before.
Cool.
Some of it's stuff I've never performed anywhere before, so I'm really excited. Seth was up recording with me in Anchorage just a few weeks ago, and he did all these numbers with me, and he was on his way back up from Seattle. I snagged him to stop in Juneau and play some stuff with
me. All right. So you got stopped there at the border,
pretty much. She said, you can't come back into the state without playing in Juneau.
Yeah, so. I was like, we're right on the way. So
yeah. Well, how did you guys, how did Marion find you in Anchorage? When how did you guys start collaborating?
Twitter. It was all about Twitter.
Well, if you know Marion, that's not a surprise answer. She's definitely a denizen of Twitter, Facebook, and all the other. What else are you? Twitter.
Actually, Twitter is my favorite. I think that different social networks and different internet spaces are more fun for different people, and
right.
Twitter just works for me.
Yeah, right.
And I'm on Facebook too, definitely. But I feel like I met all the friends I didn't know I wanted to meet, including a lot here in Juneau, when I was on Twitter. And Seth was one of the people who I knew online a long time before I met in person. And when I met him in person, I think we just met up for beers one night at Sub Zero, and it was like, we should talk. We're doing music stuff. And,
sure.
And then I shoved him on the stage when he wasn't planning to be on stage because I wanted to hear him play. And, and he kicked butt and surprised the heck out of the guy who was booking the joint, who got him a show after that and was
awesome.
Then when did we start playing together? I forget. A little while after that. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to say it's been
a year or two.
Getting close to a year now.
No. Yeah, I think so. And he came on tour with me a whole bunch this summer.
Okay.
We had a really good time. Went down to the Southeast U.S., Atlanta and D.C. and in Florida. Did we go to Florida?
No, not you.
I didn't go to Florida with you. Where were we?
Hard to keep those guitars straight.
I forget. Oh my God. Yeah, we had a great time though. We roamed all over the country and had a good time. So I was happy that he was on his way back.
Yeah.
Too.
So what's that like? What's a tour? What's a Marianne Call tour like?
Oh, God.
From Seth's perspective.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was also very hot. But
Southeast?
That's just because it was the southern United States.
You get the real summer down
in
there.
Summer.
August.
Yeah.
Cicadas
Labor Day in Atlanta.
Keeping you up all night long, right?
That was a totally new thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm from Alaska, you know, grew up just outside of Anchorage. And so it was definitely a lot of new experiences.
Yeah. Oh, we had good burgers and barbecue.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, the southern food, that was great.
The bourbon wasn't bad either.
Yeah. Bourbon peach pie. Yeah. We eat really well, and we don't sleep very much. That's usually what happens on my tours.
This is rock and roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I know you guys have been practicing a little bit, and maybe you could even play a song.
Sure, we can break out a new tune.
That'd
here.
Be great. Which one do you think you might want to do here?
Let's do that clock. This is called At the Races.
At the Races.
At the Races.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a commission actually from my recent Kickstarter, and this is someone commissioned a song, and they just sort of told me about who they were, and this is the song that came out. They love to spend their time at the racetrack.
Oh,
Whether it's cars, horses, they love fast planes, they love fast things.
Was this something that someone gave as a gift, or was just they just wanted a song for themselves?
They wanted to support the last tour that I did and a new album that I have coming out really soon. I did a live album, my first live record, so people can hear what the live show's like, because it's really different from the recordings. And he wanted to support that effort, and he also wanted a song all on his own.
Cool.
And so
this
is the result. Yeah, I want my song, my Marianne Call song. And
very
so
cool.
this is kind of what came out. And I just got to thinking about how I think it was partially the result of me getting really miffed at how late I slept in one day and in trouble I was with myself for the rest of the day. It's the trouble with being your own boss.
All right. Well,
your employees are way too lazy.
Yes, that's right.
And your boss is way too mean. So,
well, here's Day at the Races, Marianne Call, Seth Moyer.
That clock, she's a cruel mistress. She'll kick you out of bed. She'll roll you out the door before you're ready. She'll get busy when you felt like getting friendly. She's fast and slow, but she swears she's steady. And the clock, she's always right. Oh, the clock, she's always right. That clock, she's a cruel pace car, a rabbit on a string. The chase stokes your adrenaline, and it's a thrill to race her for a spin. But you can't beat her, just beat yourself again. That clock will wind you up, oh boy, that clock will run you down. But I know that clock, and I think she likes you. Swear I saw her wink. Yeah, I think that clock, she's got a thing for it. You better go buy her a drink. She likes planes and trains and hitting the race. A smidge of engine grease upon her face. She's sweet if you can match her pace. Yeah, I bet you could be friends. Oh, I bet you could be friends. You want her in your sidecar in any case. Cause that clock, she always wins. Oh, that clock, she always wins. That clock, she always wins.
All right. Seth Moyer with Marianne Call. You'll be able to see them together tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 8:30. Are there tickets left?
I believe so. I haven't gotten any word that they are sold
out. Okay.
So,
all right.
Uh,
I,
there's,
I think it'll sell out, though.
It might. The last few shows have sold out, so I do recommend getting tickets. But I love playing at the Gold Town, man. It's nice. People can still have their, you know, popcorn, snacks, whatever. But it's quiet, and everyone laughs a lot more when they're all,
when I can make jokes
and they can hear the jokes.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
Rather than playing a bar where people are, you know, it's built around having side conversations, this, you know, it's a theater. Everyone's pointed right at you, and you're pointed back at them. And
So
they're there to see you guys play, and they basically listen. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's more
we'll
of a concert.
We'll go to the bar, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go to the Alaskan after. Maybe I think tonight Seth's going to play maybe at the open mic at the Alaskan.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah, that place is just too much fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun place,
that's
definitely.
That's a great place. And, so we'll go hit the bar, too. But this music is more theater music. It's more, I don't know, 17 or 18 different genres, as many as there are songs, you know. So we just do all sorts of stuff, and it works better in a space like the Gold Town. So I'm really happy that we got it.
Yeah.
I'm happy that it's here. I mean, you guys have great venues in town.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm really enjoying living in Juneau.
So tell me a little bit about what you're saying about all the different genres and stuff is sort of my next question. Is there? Do you feel like there's a focus to the work you're doing right now? Is there something that's keeps coming up thematically or keeps coming up musically right now that's different than what you were doing a few years ago?
I'm trying to simplify it a little bit. I tend to err on the side of complexity, and complexity can just be a way of disguising when your ideas are not quite good enough, you know? So I'm trying to get a little bit simpler and more.
Right? I mean, that's if you can express a simple idea in any art form, it's...
Oh, yeah. A simple song that's good is much harder to write than a complicated dancing around song that's good. So I'm trying to do that. I'm pursuing the simple song, which is hard. And I'm also, right now, I feel like I'm kind of between giant projects. So I'm just playing, you know, I'm exploring. I got some songs that are in mixed meters, and I got some songs on topics I would never write about or in genres that I'm not really well-versed in. I'm just trying stuff. And it's really fun because I don't feel the pressure of having a giant record project coming right up. I've just released a huge one, and I've got a live album coming out. I feel like I got a little space to play and experiment. I've been starting to meet musicians here in town. I'm excited to work with them, maybe do some more jazz, maybe do some more kind of country stuff, bluegrass. And I'm looking forward to... I feel like it's playtime. It's explore time. And this concert's very much that way.
Now, don't you have some commission-type stuff associated with that last Kickstarter campaign that you still have to produce, or is that the stuff you just did?
Yeah, I'm kind of halfway through. I've produced most of them. I have three left, and they're really fun because they're topics I never would have picked up. I think my favorite that I'm excited to present tomorrow night is about St. George and the Dragon / Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, that one's a lot of fun.
Anyway, it's really hard to explain.
He asked for one or the other, but I felt like they were connected somehow.
Sure, yeah, okay.
So a lot of stuff like that I never would have thought of, but cool. Commissions give you a reason to do some of that stuff. And I think some of them turned out really well.
Well, do you guys have another one in the can here that could you play one more?
Can we do Paper and Pen, you think?
That'd be great. Love to hear one more.
This is when someone mentioned that they grew up in the South Pacific and now they live in, you know, a big American city, and they miss the darkness and the stars and the ocean, and they miss not having a computer. And I thought, well, I can identify with that. So.
Okay. Here's Marion Call, Seth Moyer. Once again, they're playing tomorrow night at the Gold Town Nickelodeon. The tickets are still available at the Gold Town. The doors are going to open at 8:30, and Marion and Seth will be playing at 9. Here's Seth Moyer and Marion Call.
There's the paper and the pen and me. The storm stole the electricity with a kind of ancient purity, cliche but right and whole and real. And I make my words so differently, stroking, scripting thoughtlessly. Every sound a moving path to calm the keyboard's artillery. Just the scratching on the page and me. My handwriting has atrophied, it's been so very long. Mistakes stay on the page to see it's real when I am wrong. There is no cut and no delete. There's time for finding what I mean. My glowy box can do a lot. It hooks me up so I can talk at the speed of everybody else's lives. But it does not feel like home to me. My portal lets in everything, and it suggests and it corrects. It disembodies all the text. The skies have changed since I was young. The clouds are dimmed, the roads all hum. I'm landlocked and I'm light polluted. I'm choked by updates on what all you did. Oh, turn me southbound to the sea, the paper and the pen and me. Oh, cut the electricity, a wheel Orion over me. Oh, spin the stars and spun I'll be, the paper and the pen and me. Just the paper and the pen and me.
That's Marion Call with Seth Boyer on guitar. Thanks to both of you so much, and have a great show. I'll see you at the show tomorrow
Excellent.
Night.
Looking forward to it.
Starts at 9 o'clock. The doors open at 8:30. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I would suggest you go to the Gold Town Nickelodeon right now and get the tickets. Only $7 each.
That's right.
It's a cheap night out.
It's the local winter show. I'm excited. I want everyone to come. Party.
That's Marion Call. Thanks again, Marion, and thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's a good old girl, a good old girl. She's lived too long and seen too much, all over scabs and scars and such. But she's a pretty girl, kind of pretty girl. If you cock your head and squint, if you recognize the prince of space and time doing what they do, shepherding her through space, a slower stride. Time will turn her tide. It's far too much to take, but my girl don't know when to break. So she'll make a way. She's a good old girl, she'll fly true.
That's Marion Call. So great of Marion and Seth to come in and play that stuff live. Really appreciate that. And now in the studio with me is Nancy DeCherney.
It's lovely to come in
and
listening to music like
live
that.
Music.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
These
Let's have that every time.
Incredibly talented young people, right?
Yes,
I'm all for it.
I'm all for it. Let's have more of that.
Let's have more of those incredibly talented young people. Yes.
All right. So we do have a lot of incredible talented young people and otherwise in this town. Let's see. This week... Tonight, all this weekend, of
yes.
course, it's Betrayal.
Yes.
Over at Perseverance Theater with the lovely and talented Shona, of course. I saw this.
Oh, how was it?
It was good.
Okay.
You don't know what to expect.
No,
Harold
right.
Pinner.
Right.
It is, but it's an old story, you know, what tangled webs we weave. Yes. And that's what it's all about. So it's an old story. And it's very absurdly done in a more contemporary style. It reminded me a little Woody Allen in there.
Sure, yeah.
It's of that
era, too, the 70s and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
So
give it a try. You know, I think it's great to stretch. I wasn't, you know, sure I was going to like it. I liked it. But as I always tell you, you think you've got plenty of time.
You've got to go now
because,
yes.
Okay, so get your tickets. Do you like Pink Floyd?
You know, it's really amazing you asked me that. Did you know what a Pink Floyd freak I was? Have I told you this story before?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, when I was in 10th grade, I saw The Wall, the live concert of The Wall that was only done in London, New York, and L.A., and I was in New York at the time. So I got to go see it when I was 15. And then I bought 7 shirts of different Pink Floyd shirts at that concert, and I wore a different one for every day of the week, and that's all I wore the rest of the year.
Do you
with
have
those
any of them
Pink
left?
Floyd shirts. Yeah, I have one left at home. They're all The Wall and Pink Floyd. It was a Pink Floyd geek. I was absolutely lost inside of Pink Floyd.
So tomorrow at noon, you should go to the state office building.
Okay.
Because T.J. Duffy is going to do Pink Floyd on the Kimball organ.
Oh, I am going to go to that. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
Do you know what stuff he's doing or
no,
just
I
in
don't.
General? Well,
no,
okay.
I don't. But anyway, there you have
Fun.
It. It's free and it's at noon and it's in the atrium. You've
got to
eat lunch somewhere. So
yes.
There you go. 6 p.m. We got LunaFest going on this week. A lot of film stuff
right?
this weekend.
So
there's
that's
a lot
right.
of
LunaFest
stuff.
Is this week. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So we have that. And, you know, there's beginning East Coast Swing out at Pavitt on Friday night. The Forest Service Fireside Chat is about Attu Island.
Okay.
Woosh Kanadi is having a poetry slam at Thunder Mountain High School. That's at 7. The Traveler Duo is at Zephyr. So we got the producers at Rockwell.
Okay.
And I'm getting confused with Gold Town, what days they got. So just show up and some movie will play, I think is the deal. Either at Rockwell or at Nickelodeon. They have Hitchcock going all this weekend at 7 o'clock, and then they sandwich Marion in there, and then they show Hitchcock again, I believe, is how it's going to work. So lots of film stuff going on here. On Saturday, it's the Cayley Celtic Arts Festival.
And I talked about this. The whole first half of the show was about this, so we've definitely covered it, but it's going to be so exciting. It's at the Jack.
Yes, it's at the Jack, starting at 9 in the morning and ending sometime late in the evening with a bunch of scotch. And I wanted to point out...
like a lot of nights.
that one of the scotches that will be poured was featured in the New York Times on Wednesday.
Yes, we talked about that with Mike. It was so exciting to talk about that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I like the idea that there's 4 different price points. You can go to there's a free section of this that you can go to kind of midday. There's a $10 section. That's the Academy stuff. There's a $20 stuff. That's
you
the music stuff.
Up.
And then there's a $30 section, and that's the beer and whiskey tasting. And so
it's all to benefit the Alaska
right.
Choir trip. So this is a good thing. Okay, at noon, 12:30 actually, on Saturday is the Nordic Ski Race, the Freestyle Frenzy. You meet at the A-Frame up at Eagle Crest on the Lower Nordic Loop. The bike clinic this Saturday at 1 o'clock that the Cycle Alaska folks are doing is on brake cables, how to put your brake cables
okay.
on.
Okay.
The General, the not-so-silent film with Rumblefish, will be playing again.
I saw that when they did that originally. It was wonderful. They did it just about a month ago, and I recommend seeing that if you haven't.
I think that's at 4 and 9 on Saturday. There's a chocolate tasting.
Ah.
Because you don't like scotch so much,
no,
you,
yes.
can
go
get
well
to the
together,
chocolate.
Actually.
Yes, they should have matched this up. But anyway, that's at 7 o'clock at the Rookery, and it's part of the Juno Symphony's celebration of their 50th anniversary.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. Let's see. We got, of course, Dan doing his thing at the Gold Room. Great Alaska Bluegrass Band. It's be at the Alaskan Bar this weekend.
All right.
So let's see. Sunday, 10 a.m., Learn to Adapt. Orca and Sail get together with Eagle Crest and have adaptive ski stuff. The Jam Busters are doing their ukulele jam on Sunday morning. And we're gearing up for Jake Shima Bukuro. So that's good. Chasing Ice is showing at the Gold Town Nickelodeon at 2. The Downtown Library is doing the Global Lens film series, and the film this week at 3 o'clock is Craft. It's a Brazilian film, and it's free. These are amazing films that are selected from all over the world. So
I really
it's
like
nice.
That. Yeah, they're doing this really great work of kind of curating great films
mm-hmm.
and then bringing them that you wouldn't otherwise see. And it's really a great opportunity. And it's for free. I mean,
it's such a deal.
Yeah.
And at 6 p.m. on Sunday, it's the Juno Cabaret. This is at the Jack. It's all local folks singing, and it's pay as you can. I think Rockwell will be there with food and
they
beer
will.
And wine.
12 different singers and 5 different accompanists. guests and
holy cow.
Yeah, and that's just a big deal.
Goodness sakes. I have to
yes,
sit down.
Right.
Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
Yes. And Sherry Patterson was just in a little earlier.
Did she sing?
Telling us. She didn't sing here, but she will sing.
She will sing.
She's going to sing at the ceremony that's going to be happening at 1 o'clock at the St. Paul's Catholic Church on Monday.
And all over town, let's see, at Mendenhall, Nugget Mall, and Merchants Wharf, there are letters to the troops starting at 11 o'clock. I guess you can write letters.
Okay.
We have over at the Juno Arts Humanities Council, we take Martin Luther King Day to do our calendaring, our community calendaring for the coming season. And this is not just for the arts groups. So if you have noticed that something was scheduled on a weekend that you wanted, you should come and put it on the calendar for next year so you don't get in that conflict
again. And
kind
of coordinate that with everyone else. Yep.
Yep. We'll do that from about 3 to 5 over there. The Telluride Mountain Film Festival starts coming.
It's coming
next
week.
That's a couple days, yeah. Monday and Tuesday, I believe.
I saw both days of this last year. Amazing films. Some of them are kind of spiritual and in nature. And I mean, as far as just sort of like uplifting and amazing about people's connection to nature and outdoors. And then a lot of them are just like the very exciting, extreme, amazing stuff that people are out there doing. So it's a really cool festival.
And that's at the Gold Town again.
Yep.
And they're doing some great stuff over there, I have to say. Tuesday, there's Matt Yoga and Pilates offered by Mountainside Wellness, and that's going to be at the Jack. Good heavens.
Pilates at the Jack. That wasn't
No excuse.
That wasn't the original vision, but that's right.
I think that's
all right.
There's a catered bike tour in Europe, the Cycle Alaska Adventure Series, Vienna to Venice.
Okay.
I think we should know about. And the Alaska Wildlife Wednesday is on wolf management.
Very good.
So,
all right.
Okay, we got enough?
And we'll complete with that, and we're going to head with NPR headlines coming up in just a couple seconds. That's a Juno afternoon for today. Thanks so much, Nancy. Appreciate it. And here are headlines from NPR.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. An official with